from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, President Donald Trump's border czar is promising to prosecute Governor Murphy if an unauthorized immigrant is in fact living at his home. Trump border czar Tom Homan told Sean Hannity on the Fox News Channel Monday night he is aware of Murphy's recent comments. Quote, I think the governor is foolish saying what he said. I got a hold of it. Won't let it go. We'll look into it. If he's knowingly harboring and concealing an illegal alien, that's a violation of Title 8, United States Code 1524. I will seek prosecution, Homan told Hannity. Murphy's office told New Jersey 101.5 that despite what the governor insinuated during a recent interview, no one was ever living in his garage apartment. Also, the person in question is a legal resident. Multiple media outlets are reporting that the Trump administration is working on an executive order to abolish the Federal Department of Education, a promise he made several times on the campaign trail. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer calls the plan, quote, insane, and vows to join with other officials to fight against that effort.
We cannot let extremists deny what our families need. There should be nothing partisan about investing in our children, in their childcare, in their futures, in their education.
Trump would have to get Congress to sign off on dismantling the Department of Education. And two New Jersey doctors agreed to give up their medical licenses after separate sexual misconduct allegations.
State officials say Humberto Perez, who practiced family medicine in Jersey City, still faces criminal sexual assault charges in Hudson County for allegations involving a patient last year. Ahmed Nazir Kaf, a cardiologist in Haledon, is close to finishing a pretrial intervention program after being accused of sexual contact. Both men agreed to give up their licenses without admitting wrongdoing. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And will things get warmer outside? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Increasing clouds tonight, brisk and colder. We'll have lows down into the mid-20s and mostly cloudy and cold for tomorrow. Highs in the low and mid-30s. We'll see an icy mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain later tomorrow night, leading to some slippery travel conditions. Lows in the upper 20s. That icy mix does turn over to some plain rain Thursday morning, and then it tapers off in the afternoon. Highs in the low and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
We're looking right now at 37 in Clark, 38 in Middletown, 41 Atlantic City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.